All right, I'm going to get back on track, but I didn't want to leave that part out, them accessing my pages. So, again, starting over. At the risk of seeming to belabor the point, I ask that you assume that what I'm saying is true, as we think through what it means, if true, that I am in fact being tracked, targeted, blasted, through some use of microwave radiation or through some weaponization of magnetic fields. If this is indeed what's happening, let's consider for a minute the implications of it, of the state having both the capability of secretly assaulting and incapacitating dissent, battering it until it ceases and desists, and using it. What would this mean for the possibilities for humanity, for the quality of human beings? If those who have the courage to resist the bullyishness of states are whisked away with the means never seen, hidden in silence, and never any opposition posed to it. Is this not a Plato's tribe wet dream? Never any opposition to worry power's little mind? And by the by, these guys, these global state statesmen, deeply believe that they are the smart ones, deservedly in charge, because they've been able to harness our energy, our creative force. Is this not loony? It's like believing you're fast because you own a racehorse. Expert at bullyishness. What a skill set. It never served the earth, never served us. Look what devastation it's wrought. Thousands and thousands of years of suffering laid at its feet. To say it's not needed for our future is not gross understating, but stating rather a horrific irrelevance. But whether you consider this weaponry invisibly, selectively applied to suppress dissent, whether you consider this an actual threat that must be credited or not, what must be given credit is that the thoughts here expressed on these pages are suppressed, as there could not be more needed thoughts in this moment for our discussion than those contributed by ancestors we never hear of: Karl Popper, Alice Miller, John Boswell, Miklos Nesley, Sebastian de Grazia. Most certainly top the list, the folks who either expose power, like Miklos and Popper, Karl Popper, who revealed the roots of power's totalitarian beliefs in Plato, and Alice Miller, who with John Boswell shows the history of abandonment beneath the disaster of rule, or those like Sebastian de Grazia, who unmask key myths like labor is our inevitable lot, or the myths of scarcity and our supposed inherent violence or division. And is it clear that this is not about race, but rather pacification, the state demanding obedience so it can, quote unquote, govern, and a system of power designed to keep us divided? I listened recently to an account of a former Mississippi Freedom writer, a black man, contributing to the radio broadcast The Moth. I listened to him tell the story of being thrown in jail, knowing death was breathing down his neck, and then one day witnessing a 10-year-old boy, a white child, being tossed in the cell neighboring. He watched that child being subjected to punishments of increasing severity as the child resisted, refused to bend his neck to authority. Power would call him an intractable brute. We, of course, would call him a martyr. And I almost wrote angel, because that quality of courage is so otherworldly. That child, said the Freedom Rider, and the fate he suffered showed him the truth. that the problem wasn't race, but a system of power that was determined to make us bend to its definitions of us. And yes, that's a stratified set of definitions, differential reward and punishment. Some strats get strokes, others straps. And yes, that does make unity a challenge, as it was intended to. And certainly our internalization of these designations, designed by power, our unconscious embodiment of their scheming, does complicate things. But knowing a conscious plan exists means we can mate our thoughts and actions to its exact opposite. Recall our Shakespeare quote, "All difficulties are but easy when they are known." No one knew what it meant to abandon children, to not surround them with love, attention, and complete acceptance. But now we do, and must accept the mantle of that knowing and step up to guarantee our future and trust to wrestle with the real hateful aliens, alien to love, of the world. And not the fake ones, those fake constructed by power buffers to keep us divided, is such a blessing. For to live one's life entrapped in some tribe's suffocating fancy, their false construction, is an abomination before open, free, and generous life. And this is why I said in waking up, what else is there? Truly, truly. If you're awake, you can't go back to sleep again. And if you're awake, you fight back. You defend your brothers and sisters and the earth and claim the future as we do. That's the point.